Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Hour two, JJ and Fracastos, You Better You Bet, presented by Westwood One Sports, right here from our friends at MGM, BetMGM, of course. This guy spent a lot of time with me. He's killing it now over at The Ringer. He finished up his World Cup coverage. Now it's Ringer Wise Guys, gambling, all on Twitch, podcast, wherever you get it. Anthony DeBundo. DeBundo, welcome in. Where do we stand right now? We feeling good about our NFL prep? You feel like you're 80, 90% of the way there? I know it was a busy summer for you with the soccer, but August 25th, set the scene. What can you tell the people? Feeling good? I do not hear DeBundo right now. He's probably giving us a point of brilliance, but he's muted. I can see him talking, but I can't hear him. Still can't hear him. I love when we have to troubleshoot on the fly. It happens. Like, I'm usually notorious for this, so it happens to me on a regular basis. It looks like DeBundo is getting straightened out right now, so got to make sure the mic is there. Oh, I hear you loud and clear. Welcome in. What happened to your mic? You didn't charge it?
It was plugged in the whole time. I guess there was just a false start. I'm not sure.
Finicky. It's like my life in a nutshell. Very finicky. You feeling good about your NFL prep right now or no?
Yeah, it's fun because I start the year with this big empty spreadsheet. And as I slowly fill out the other sheets, you slowly see the power ratings populate 1 to 32. And then when I finally finished my last division, which was the NFC South this year, save the best for last, JJ. It feels like a very cool thing. And, you know, there's some tinkering and plenty of changes that will go on between now and then. But I have an opinion on all 32 teams one way or another in some form or fashion. So we're ready to go.
I like the sound of that. You're wearing a Green Bay Packer hat. You have been a big proponent of Jordan Love, as have I. LaFleur, who's a quality regular season head coach, but a whole lot of playoff demons. And I feel like they're a team that nobody is giving any love to throughout this summertime period, AD, because the Lions have the last place schedule. They were everybody's darling a couple of years ago. There's Caleb Williams. There's Ben Johnson in Chicago. And some people are looking at them as the team that's going to go and take the next step. Are you as bullish as you've been in years past on the Packers? Are they undervalued? Or is this a year they're staring a last place finish in the face?
Yeah, you know, I came in kind of looking at the Packers very high level saying, okay, Josh Jacobs is in legal trouble. Dobbs goes away. Wicks leaves. The offensive line doesn't look very good on paper. And I think with Parsons out, it's very easy to draw the angle of like Green Bay is kind of mediocre. But then when I went through my power ratings and I ultimately settled on what this offense is just fully right now, I still think this is a very, very good offense. And I think they've been able to scheme around offensive line personnel issues long enough that you have to trust them in this situation. You have to believe in what this offense can be and has been. I mean, this football team was 9-3-1 last year. They lose their last few games of the season. They crumble the division. But think about the absurdity of some of their losses down the stretch. And I do think there are real questions, especially early, about the defense and what that looks like without Micah Parsons. But you know, Jonathan Gannon, a defensive coordinator who's maybe not that highly regarded, but I'd argue he's never had as much talent as he does now. Certainly he didn't in Arizona. Not since he was in Philly did he have talent. And they were a very high floor, maybe questions about the schematic ceiling defense. But that's okay for this Green Bay team. This Green Bay team doesn't need to be a great defense because every single year that Matt LaFleur has been the head coach, they've been a top 11 offense. And every single year they have had found a way to create consistent explosive plays. And with Reed, Watson, and Kraft coming back, I think that should be the case again. Of course, injuries can derail them. You can say that about every team, right? But currently constructed, week one offense, there's not 10, I'm taking over the Green Bay Packers.
Would you bet the Packers at plus 240 to win the division?
That's where it gets a little trickier. You know, I like their over 9.5, but this division is crazy. I mean, genuinely, I don't have very much of a gap between 1 and 4 in my power ratings. I understand why Detroit is the favorite because of the schedule. Of the four teams, they certainly got the last place schedule, which in the NFC with a couple of basement teams is very important and could be a leg up. But I also think Detroit arguably has the lowest floor of all four teams. Because what do we know in the post-Ben Johnson era of the Lions? We don't know a ton. We know they have major defensive holes in the secondary. We know they have an offense that took a step back last year from being, you know, a top group and got exposed schematically more consistently than they ever had before. So I look at a Lions team and I say, I understand where if they play up to what they can be, and if you just take the last 2 or 3 years and you apply it to their current schedule, you say, yeah, Lions are the favorite to win the division. That's true, but I think people are maybe underselling the downside risk of the post-Johnson era continuing to be a little bit underwhelming and them not really ever finding that next play caller scheme elevator that Johnson was, and them ultimately ending up as an 8 or 9 win team yet again.
I know you're a big fan of this. You like to look at teams that won a lot of close games the year prior, and you can't expect that to be the case again. Right. So Chicago and Denver are two teams that I'd look at where I'm like, they're pulling games out of their rear end on a consistent basis. If one is going to come back to the pack, if you had to sell one of those two teams, Chicago or Denver, is there one you're, dare I say, lower on?
I would probably say that Denver has the higher ceiling as a result of their defense being considerably better than Chicago's. And because, we know what the missing piece is there, new play caller, new receiver one with Waddle coming in. You can see the world where if Bo Nix is just mediocre and they're an average offense and a very good defense, that team could compete in an AFC. I am not sure or convinced at all that Chicago has the personnel to be an actual contender at the top of the NFC defensively. Like if they may win 11 or 12 games, and I think if anything, the market might be a little cool on them win total wise, just because I think this offense with Johnson is going to be great. But I just think when they get into a playoff setting and they're not going to be able to rely on turnovers against bad teams as much, you start to see all the cracks in this defense, and then they get exposed as a result of that. And look, a lot can change between now and January, but that's kind of where I see the Bears, maybe a higher floor because of the offense, but a lower ceiling because of the defense. Denver is an interesting case too, though. I will say this about Denver. Not as high on Kansas City anymore either. That defense last year got to play a lot of backups. And we know the personnel is very good. We know the pass rush and the corners are very good. And we know the scheme is consistent. But putting together 3 elite seasons in a row is very rare for a defense. And this year, the schedule looks a lot more beefed up than all the backups that they got to play last season.
My guess, you're on the Chargers to win the AFC West. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yep.
I bet them to win double-digit games. Didn't get involved in the division market. They win double-digit games with Harbaugh every year. I mean, they've done it each of the last 2 years. I wouldn't bet against that.
With bad offensive play callers, I'd argue. This year, they bring in Mike McDaniel. I think this is the group that could take the leap, and I wouldn't be surprised in week 7 or 8 if we're saying that the Chargers are the best offense in the AFC. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think it's on the table. I think Buffalo.
Are you on them from like a, so let's take it a step further though. You like them to win the division. Would you suggest to the audience Herbert MVP, Charger AFC Super Bowl tickets are worth having or no?
Herbert MVP, I saw dipped under 10-1. At that number, it's probably not great. Right, relatively, because we are still talking about a quarterback that would need to take a pretty sizable leap in efficiency. Right, he's never had one of those Burrow-esque or even Stafford-esque or May-esque seasons. Right, I think May is a better bet for MVP at the same price than Herbert, because May has demonstrated elite offensive efficiency and adds AJ Brown to the mix, and there's continuity. Whereas with Herbert, it is still a new scheme. It's a little bit different than what he's used to. There isn't that 1A receiver that really puts this offense over the top. I think it's going to be a scheme upgrade that will make them a better offense. But we're still dealing with, again, new OC, new DC for the Chargers. So there's real questions about whether it takes a little bit of time to come in and produce at the level that I think this offense is capable of doing in the McDaniel offense.
All right, you're doing all these division previews. I'm sure there are at least one or two plant the flag AD takes that he has for the 2026 season. You could take this any which way you want, over, division, future to win a Super Bowl. I'm really giving you an open forum on this. I'd prefer one positive, one negative, though, so I am throwing a little disclaimer just to be that guy. You could take this any which way you'd like. Now that your research is basically concluded, give me two plant the flag NFL takes for 2026.
I am selling all of the Giants stock that anybody bought because of the Harbaugh hire. And I have a lot of doubts about the consistency of this offense this season. I think a lot of people think, I mean, and look, the run game could be decent. I think you could sell me a story where the Giants are a pretty effective run game, but even in the dart good games, a lot of it was third down. A lot of it was chasing explosive plays vertically. I'm not sure the personnel is there offensively to consistently pull that off long term. And I think the defense on the back end, to me, as much as we always love this pass rush and we talk about that, and you know, the defense against the run should be better with Reader coming in and the rookie, you know, linebacker. Like, you're like, all right, the run game should be a little better, but I have questions about the scheme and I have questions about the back end. And the schedule, you know, like, it's, there's a lot of good quarterbacks on that schedule this year that could probably just pick apart that secondary. So I have a lot of questions about the Giants. I don't think Harbaugh is some massive upgrade in the year 2026 anymore, because he's not giving you the schematic advantage. And I'm not really sure what the innovation is of this Giants offense that's going to surprise me this year. So I am a seller of the New York Giants, JJ. I'm sorry to say it. I know you're not a Giants guy, but you are in New York, so.
Well, I want the Giants to have a relevant season for what it's worth. Yeah, you're right. I'm not a Giant guy, but it's better for business if the Giants can go and give me a season into December. I will say, though, I think you have to look at one of those two teams within the NFC East and think they're going to bottom out. That's probably how it will work. I think Washington more than likely ends up being that team that bottoms out, because if Jaden doesn't play or is three quarters of what he was, if he's closer to what he was last year, I think that team has disaster written all over it. I think the Giants are going to be like a 7 feisty win team. I am out of the playoffs. I get why you're on the under, but I do think they're improved, and I do think coaching matters for what it's worth.
Look, like, all the metrics would say that this team should be improved, you know, relative to the 4 wins they had last year. Yes, they are a better team than that. I just can't get to the 8 that you would need to get to the over.
Fair.
On this win total. I think it's a long way up to 8. And look, like, they did get one off Philly last year. I'm a little bit skeptical of Philly, and I think Dallas also. Like, this division is not
Cowboys,
as
AD,
cut and dry.
I'm on it. Cowboys, I love them this year.
I think everybody's
them.
On Dallas, yeah.
That's the problem. It's a little frightening.
I think
from
they'll win
standpoint.
10. I have major questions about, like, playoff ceiling with their defense, but
I don't even win a Super Bowl. Just cash my plus 200 to win the division. That's what I need.
And it's moving your way. Market's moving your way on that one. I've seen plus 170s out there recently.
Okay. So you're out on the Giants. Who are you in on?
I mean, like, we're speaking relatively here. I'm in on the Miami offense.
I think you're just trying to butter me up a little bit here.
Better. This is like a take I have, and I think that again, this is relative to market. I'm not saying that the Miami Dolphins are going to go out there and win 8 games and Malik Willis is going to light the league up, but I think they're going to be an annoying underdog to play against, a running dog who is consistently in games because the O-line's really good and the offensive scheme run game is good and Willis can use his legs and they're able to consistently stay in games, where they're going to be the annoying, you know, 7.5-point dog who covers a bunch of games and overperforms their market rating, basically, is my whole thing. Where it's like, this is, again, not a great team. Their defense is going to be a problem. But I think Miami scores a lot more than people are expecting this year.
Well, and those wide receivers that nobody knows, we'll see if those Green Bay guys who have had a reputation for finding receivers out of nowhere can do it with the likes of Caleb Douglas and Chris Bell and whatever veteran middling guys they brought into the team. I just hope Willis can play and give me a watchable product week in and week out. Got to get to a ton of baseball with you. Your Phillies are on fire, dude. They're trying to chase down the Braves in the NL East. They have a pitching rotation that would be frightening for a team like the Dodgers to play if Wheeler's right, with Sanchez, with Lizardo. I know you're a Philly guy, but I also know you can be very fair, balanced, and reasonable and rational when it comes to your takes. Are the Phillies the biggest threat to the big bad Dodgers in the National League?
I would still probably put the Brewers there, but you know, we've just seen Milwaukee have these playoff issues before, and I do wonder if their high floor, low ceiling offense, their, you know, being really good with runners in scoring position and not hitting homers strategy translates to playoff baseball when the long ball becomes much more king and much more prominent. Honestly, I think it's actually the Cubs, but I'll go that the Phillies are very much capable of doing that to the Dodgers. The Phillies have lost a bunch of games to the Dodgers in the last couple of years, mostly on stupid stuff, whether it's errors, base running miscues, you know, fielding, various other mental mistakes, some questionable bullpen management. The games between Philly and LA last year, even in that series, were very competitive. I mean, three of the four games were decided basically on the last swing or the last at bat. And so I just don't think the gap is that big when the Philly is able to pare down its roster and focus on its best 16 or 17 guys. And right now, I mean, in terms of just the math on it, there's very much a world where Philly does catch Atlanta. Atlanta's rotation is in trouble. They only have two guys pitching well at the moment. Philly, meanwhile, with Nola and Painter kind of turning their seasons around on the back end of the Philly rotation, all of a sudden, they're probably the deepest rotation outside of New York in the league. And you're like, wait a minute, like Philly could swipe this division, grab the 3 seed, and set us up for maybe another Philly Dodgers NLDS series. So ultimately, I think the NL is much more open than people think. And I am holding a lot of Dodgers no World Series that I'm hoping to cash before we get to the World Series this fall.
So I'm in agreement with you on that, but I want to throw this at you. To me, if the Dodgers get through the National League, there's no way they're losing the World Series. I know they should have lost to Toronto last year, but if they get there, dude, and they can sniff it, that team with all that pedigree, with all those Hall of Famers, they're 4 wins away. They're getting it done. Like, to me, if they get knocked off, it's the Phillies. It's the Cubs. It's in this early stage of the postseason where it's like, boom, you get them. Like, if that team can taste it, man, I can't see them losing the World Series. I just can't.
I got a lot of – I mean, we'll see how Glasnow looks tonight. His last rehab start was really, really, really good. You know, he gets a tough matchup tonight with Atlanta's offense. Elder, who looks like he's on fumes, he goes up against the Dodgers. So that should be a good test. In that series, they're playing 3 here. You know, Glasnow and Snell, to me, look like they're pitching really well. And that changes the calculus for the Dodgers because then they go into the playoffs with their 4 aces and it's like good luck and maybe Ohtani's in the bullpen. I don't know. But there are so many other holes on this Dodgers team that people are kind of overlooking. Like, they've been a bad defensive team for 2 months. Mookie Betts has not hit most of the year. The catching situation without Will Smith.
Tucker. My goodness.
I mean, the back end of the bullpen, Diaz is now on the injured list, which felt like a you need a breather list.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're like, there's a lot more holes than there were last year. Last year, it was a very obvious hole. It was like the bullpen stinks, and we think we can mitigate that by pushing some starters back there. And Sasaki gave them a couple good weeks, and really, they should have lost the World Series. But they were able to hide the bullpen just enough and have some clutch hits. This team has like 3 or 4 different holes that I think can be picked at. Again, maybe the starters are so good it doesn't matter, but that's a dangerous way to play in the playoffs. It's a massive favorite. I like the underdog that has great starting pitching. I don't love the favorite that has great starting pitching and what has actually been a league average offense since July 1st.
Crazy thing about, can I throw this one at you? They have some work to do to make the playoffs. Work to do.
Let me guess, the American Seattle?
League, the way. No, I can't.
Oh, not
I already
Seattle.
Bet them to win it. No, and I'll tell you why. Because I have them to win the AL West from like Memorial Day weekend at plus money. And I was like, wow, this is such a great bet. I'm so proud of myself. Then they had like a good 3 weeks. They moved past the A's. And then the Mariners went in the absolute tank. And I'm like, wow. Now you could have gotten some crazy numbers. And yes, the AL West is so bad it's there for the taking. But I want to mention
I still think they're going to win it for what it's worth.
I don't think that's crazy at all. Houston just fired their GM. They stink. And their schedule's a joke, right?
They have 17 Seattle games against the Rockies, A's, and Angels in September.
Yeah, they're going to go
12-5 in those games. Yeah.
They'll make up the ground. I totally agree. But I want to hit you on Toronto. I know it's been a weird year for them. Yes.
Mm.
I think if Toronto, here's my case. If they get this sixth seed, they'll play the AL West.
Mm-hmm.
I like my chances, even if it's Seattle. Beat them last year. If they win that series, AD, they're going to get the White Sox. I know the White Sox have been a fun story, all the walk-offs, all the young kids within their lineup. I think Toronto beats the White Sox. And then I'm staring at like a 35-1 ticket in the American League. I'm like, they've played the Yankees tough. They've played great against the Red Sox, and they don't play great against the Rays. But at 35-1, I think they're worse bets to make, dude.
I'm looking now at this day. This is such it's a crazy race, honestly. I mean, I'm looking at Fangraphs projections. Fangraphs right now, as in the AL wildcard race, hypothetically, Astros 80.8, Mariners 80.4, Jays 79.4, Orioles 78.6, Twins 79.4, Tigers 77.5. So like six teams within two games of each other. Could be an all-time race. My issue is, where's the ceiling on this team in the playoffs? I mean, Vlad Guerrero still hasn't hit a homer right at Rogers Center in like a year. And there's just no power whatsoever. At a certain point, you have to have something in your offense to kick into a playoff gear. And I don't really think Springer and Vlad are showing me that this year. So I'd almost rather take a team with more hitting upside. And I mean, I keep saying Seattle because we at least know what it looks like. I mean, you know, Cal had a big game last night. Maybe he's finally healthy. Maybe he's snapping out of his year-long funk. I don't know. But I just don't think the offense is very good. And I think that's going to be a big issue when they get in the playoffs and face quality pitching.
Fair pushback. Very fair pushback. Okay. Before we say goodbye, U.S. Open. I know you love it. You going? I'm sure you'll be there.
I'll be there. Exactly when, I'm not sure yet, but I will be there.
Multiple days, or is that debatable?
The current plan is Sunday and then Monday or Tuesday, depending on the schedule. And then I'll be there for one day.
Do you like going to the earlier matches? I assume that you do.
I do, yeah. I'm a sicko in that way. You know, give me a grounds pass and let me, you know, print out the schedule and circle the three or four matches that I absolutely want to see that day and kind of just maraud around the grounds. I mean, at this point in my tennis viewing fandom, I have seen, you know, all the top guys before and women, and especially pre-round three or four, you're just not getting a lot of competitive ash matches. So the best way to do it is the grounds pass. But the problem is other people have figured this out and have now, you know, the grounds pass prices are way higher than they used to be. But yeah, I'm excited for the Open. It's, for my money, the best sporting event of the year to go to attend in person. I think it's nothing beats it, and I can't wait for it.
Who are you betting? Men's, women's side. Anybody stand out?
You know, the women's side, I think Coco Gauff is playing better tennis than anybody else right now. The men's side, Hodar is the name everybody keeps throwing around. I get it. But at this current price, I think he's kind of overbet now. Like he was 22-1 2 weeks ago, and now he's half that. I kind of think you missed your window. Zverev has not played good tennis. Medvedev has not played good tennis. I think it's worth going a little further down the board. And the two guys I have are also play small wagers on are Menchik and Ogier Aliassime. They're just really good hardcore players, really young-ish players, especially in the case of Menchik, who have had some big match experience and not always looked great in those big matches. But you could see a world where they're both, you know, quarterfinal, semifinalists, and then we'll just kind of assess who's left. Because Alcaraz has not played tennis since April. This is his first tournament back. There's a like the most likely path on the men's side is Alcaraz gets a favorable draw. He kind of plays his way into form, and then by the quarterfinals, he's back to, you know, 80-90% of what we're used to seeing from Carlos, and he just wins the tournament because nobody else is that close to him. But he's taken some weird early tournament losses in his career before, and he hasn't played tennis, so like he could get picked off. We don't know who he's going to play yet, right? The draw hasn't come out. But there's some dangerous guys lurking in the draw that aren't exactly seated that could pick him off. So we'll wait and see what the draw looks like. But Menchik and Felix are the two long shots worth playing. Men's field, so open. Nobody's playing well. Even Shelton, he's like, what, 8-1? He has not played great tennis this summer. So I'm inclined to think we could get a really surprise champ.
He's a stud. Appreciate a couple minutes. Anthony DeBundo, check him out. Ringer, Ringer Gambling Show, Ringer Wise Guys, all that good stuff. Podcast, Twitch, wherever you get them. Buddy, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, AD's right. Dodgers might be vulnerable in the National League. Who's the team we're eyeing? Who are we betting in the futures market? We'll dive into that coming up next.
The NFL preseason ends this week. Who will make the 53-man roster? And who will be working at Home Depot this fall? We've got the surprise cuts and names to watch just a couple weeks from kickoff. Westwood One Sports.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're 75 or older, ask yourself this. Do you still need your life insurance policy? Or does selling your life insurance for a large, immediate cash payout make more sense? With Benefit Advance, you can sell all or part of your life insurance for a lot of money. Call 888-200-7156. That's 888-200-7156.
Benefit Advance is not a licensed broker or purchaser of life insurance policies and refers policy owners to licensed purchasers. Currently affiliated with Life Insurance Settlements, Inc.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation.
Call 800-619-9857. That's 800-619-9857. 800-619-9857 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury quietly released its official financial report for 2025. It appears by its own numbers, the U.S. government seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power, it can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, yeah. You Better You Bet. John Zastrzemski in for Nick Kostos right here on Westwood One Sports, presented by our friends over at BetMGM. Good stuff there from my pal Anthony DeBundo, who has to be fired up about the fact that his Philadelphia Phillies are making a move in the National League East. And, you know, I took a lot of heat for this take that I gave out on Nikki's show a couple weeks ago. I came on as a guest, and I made the case that the Atlanta Braves would actually, in a way, be the team the Dodgers don't want to see come playoff time. And I know for a lot of people, that's going to be like, JJ, how does that make sense? Milwaukee has been so much better. The Cubs have been so much better. The Phillies can roll out Zach Wheeler and Jesus Luzardo and, yes, Christopher Sanchez in a best-of-five series. But the Braves have one starting pitcher. How are they beating the Los Angeles Dodgers? Well, the case I made with Atlanta is a simple one. They can outslug the Dodgers. And I feel like you're going to have to be able to do that in order to beat them. Now, that case to me is null and void for the Braves if they find themselves not winning the NL East, because they are not set up to go and play a wild card series. They're just not. Like, that wild card series is so conducive to starting pitching. Like, it's the start of the postseason. It's, like, tough to get your offense, boom, boom, ready to go. Like, you almost need to ease in offensively a little bit in these playoff series. Braves, though, and lose this NL East to the Phillies, they're, you know, going to be feeling it. Feeling it. Because then the reward is you play a best of three with Chicago Cubs. And the Cubs do have starting pitching that they feel good about. Here's my feeling on the NL at the moment. I know Milwaukee Brewer fans aren't going to like to hear this. And look, I love the Miz. He's going to win the NL Cy Young. He's the best pitcher in all of baseball. I love watching him do his thing. I think Pat Murphy is incredible. The fact that the Brewers have not missed a beat at all after saying goodbye to David Stearns and after saying goodbye to Craig Counsell speaks to Murphy, speaks to that organization, and they know how to churn out regular season winners. I can't argue that. I have major, major problems with the odds makers making them the second shot in the National League. Brewers got to show me. They got to show me. They played a series last year against the Dodgers where, let's be honest, they could not have been more uncompetitive. Am I right or am I wrong? And it wasn't like the Dodgers went through the postseason just steamrolling everybody, where it's like, hey, JJ, why are you picking on the Brewers? Ooh, come on, everybody got smoked by the Dodgers. False. Fake news. Not true. The Phillies were in extra innings of game four of the division series, and Kirkering threw the ball away, and they lost a couple of close games in Philly in games one and game two, to the point where there easily could have been a fifth game in Philadelphia in the NLDS. Then the World Series, you don't need to relitigate what you saw in game six and game seven and the epic in game three. The Toronto Blue Jays outplayed the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. Did they not? But I watched the games, and I'm not saying the Dodgers should apologize. They won the series. Yamamoto was incredible. Rojas' heroics, the Pajes catch. Like, it's what happens when you go and win back-to-back championships. You got to have a little lady luck on your side. But for my money, they were outplaying the series. So I bring all of that up because Milwaukee was a joke. They got smoked at home, and then Ohtani went and played like a little leaguer, like the stud little leaguer that goes and dominates a game, that strikes out 10 and hits 3 home runs, and you walk away from your little league saying, this guy doesn't belong in the league. That's the way we felt about Ohtani after game 4. I can't get there with Milwaukee, guys. I can't do it. I know their pitching is there. I know they put the ball in play, and here's the other problem I have with them. You got to be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark in these postseason series. Like, yes, you have to put the ball in play. I respect that. For someone who is a fan of the New York Yankees and watches my team strike out double-digit times in, like, every single one of these playoff games, I get it. I understand it. It'll make you go gray. It'll drive you to drink. But you also have to be able to hit a three-run homer from time to time. Because the pitching gets that much better in October. You're not matching up anymore with 4s and 5s all over the league. It's top starters all over the league. They're not going to make a whole lot of mistakes. They're not going to be going and giving up, you know, 4 and 5 hits in an inning. So it's like, hey, you get a couple of runners on base, you got to go and hit one out of the ballpark. So I have reservations about Milwaukee being able to do that consistently throughout the postseason. So no, I would not get on board and I would not get involved with any futures with the Milwaukee Brewers. And it could go and shut me up. Hey, Seattle did. Although I bet it's weird. I was out on Seattle like as a Super Bowl team. Then they got the one seed. They got a beat up San Francisco team. I bet against them with the Rams, I will admit. But I actually found a way to pay it forward and then some with the matchup they had against the Patriots. That to me was ready-made to order. But totally different sport. I bring it up because Seattle shut me up, narrative-wise. Milwaukee, go shut me up. I speak on behalf of America right now. Nobody wants to see the Los Angeles Dodgers go win a third straight World Series. So if the Brewers are the team that's playing them in the NLCS, I'll be hooting and hollering and rooting like crazy for them. I just would not look at them as the team that's best set up to go and beat the Dodgers. Braves can outslug them. Phillies can match them from a pitching standpoint. But are the Phillies going to go and catch the ball well enough? Are the Phillies going to go run the bases well enough? Like, that's the sort of stuff you have to be able to do in order to go and beat them. You know, the team that I keep looking at now that I'm trying to make a case for, because I can't get enough of Crow Armstrong. I thought they had an outstanding deadline. Not a good deadline, an outstanding deadline. By adding Clay Holmes, by adding Kevin Gausman. Their infield defense is exquisite. Maybe the Cubs are the team that we got to target in the National League. Tell you this, if you give me a choice right now of a National League bet I can make, Cubs to win the National League pennant, Brewers to win a National League pennant. Who are you taking? I'm taking the Cubs, better number. Because I know if they get into that series with the Dodgers, they could beat them. The Brewers went 3 out of 4 last week. I think it amounts to nothing. Sorry. I've seen the Brewers go and have success against the Dodgers in a regular season. I've not seen it come October. They can go shut me up, prove me wrong. But there is no way in the world I'm getting on board with the Milwaukee Brewers in any way. And as I told Anthony DeBundo, if you look at the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays at 30-something to 1 to win a pennant is worth a flyer. Now, I'm aware of the fact they could go and lose 5 out of 7 games here and be dead, and there's nothing to discuss, but the sixth wild card or the final wild card, however we're phrasing this in the American League, I think it's fair to say it's attainable when you're within a game and everybody is under 500 and all of these teams stink. What do the Blue Jays have that the other teams don't? October pedigree. Springer has played in postseason series. Ernie Clement is a guy you'd love to have in a postseason lineup. I know Vlad Guerrero can't hit this year at all to save his life, but he's still Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Like, I'll take those guys who put the ball in play and have a couple of guys who can hit it out of the ballpark. Cease, Soriano, Varlin in the ninth inning to beat the AL West winner? I mean, do you like any of those teams? I don't. And the Chicago White Sox have been one of the best stories in baseball. I'm a coward because I didn't bet them to win their division. I bet them over wins. I was like, oh, they'll be spunky 75-80 win team. I mean, they're probably going to win in the high 80s, mid 80s. And the rest of the division is an embarrassment, as we know. But that's a young, inexperienced team. Like, if Toronto matches up with them in a division series, Toronto's probably an even money pick. They might even be favored to win the series. So what am I getting at here? There's a great path for them to get to an ALCS. They play the Yankees tough. They basically went even with the Yankees in the regular season. They play the Red Sox extremely tough. The Red Sox can't beat them. Tampa's a different story. But I get in the playoffs, 35-1, get me the ALCS, and I got some hedge maneuver abilities. Keep an eye on the Toronto Blue Jays. A lot more coming your way in this loaded Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. Coming up later in the show, we're going to dive into the three teams that come July I was buying and selling for this NFL season. We'll revisit how I feel about them as we are a couple of weeks away from kickoff. And the Big Ten is making a very rational and proper move when it comes to eligibility. Unfortunately, the SEC, I'm not sure they're going to follow suit. We'll dive into that. A lot more futures coming your way for the start of this NFL season. JJ and Fakostas right here, Westwood One Sports.
Who is under the most pressure this season? Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson are searching for their first rings, while Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield are looking for new deals. Will pressure make diamonds or cause these QBs to crack? Westwood One Sports.
I love a girl's weekend, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin, thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
You can usually find me in the kitchen, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm still in the mix with Skyrizi to treat my joint symptoms.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe at 4 months.
Or if you're an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like public works supervisor.
Hey, this water main is under a ton of pressure. Did you ever fix it?
Yeah, 3 layers of duct tape. Wait, should I have added a fourth layer?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation.
Call 800-619-9857. That's 800-619-9857. 800-619-9857 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury quietly released its official financial report for 2025. It appears by its own numbers, the U.S. government seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power, it can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Welcome back. It is You Better You Bet. John Jastrzemski in for Nick Costos right here, Westwood One Sports, presented by our friends over at BetMGM. And you want to turn your baseball predictions into bigger potential payouts with today's MLB Parlay Boost Token. Whether you're backing multiple game winners, stacking player props, or building a same-game parlay, your MLB Parlay Boost token helps you get even more out of every winning ticket. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. And I will say, if you want to get on board with one of those Parlay Boost tokens, Yankees Astros today at the stadium, I think you're going to have a whole lot of runs. I know the Yankee offense been down for a good chunk of time without Aaron Judge, but showed some signs of life against Toronto Blue Jays. Astro pitching leaves a lot to be desired. Will Warren should light up a Houston offense led by Yordan Alvarez. So maybe find some player props there and get on board with some overs. Gang, have you seen these NFL rivalry uniforms yet? Oh, my God, these are disgusting. Billy Z, this Jaguar uniform, what are they doing? The Jaguars, to me, and this is my big take on uniforms that I have a major, major problem with, because I understand that a lot of these teams are all looking to cash. They're all looking to make money grabs. They're all looking to get more money in their pockets. It's all well and good. I get it. It's a business. The Jaguars are one of these teams. If they went back to the Mark Brunell, Fred Taylor, Keenan McCardle jerseys, everybody would be happy. Those uniforms slap, as the kids like to say. They are amazing. They are badass. What is this heap of nonsense that I am looking at right now? Looks like something you'd be buying at Lululemon, for goodness sakes, Billy Z. These stink.
Yeah, those are pretty rough. And look,
I get alternate jerseys and trying to make money and all, whatever. I'm a big classic jerseys guy. I don't want I'm a Bears fan. I don't want the Bears to ever leave the navy and orange. But like a lot of these jerseys, like you look at these, the Vikings just became the Ravens. The Lions became the Panthers. The Bears became the Illini. These aren't original. They're just stealing like jerseys from other teams.
And that's the problem. Now, I do want to be fair on this. The Houston Texan ones look very cool.
Texans are cool. I agree.
If you know what the Houston Texan angle on this may be, I mean, this is shades out of the Houston Oilers, which is now kind of what the Tennessee Titans like to do from time to time. See, that's the problem now. Who in theory gets the Oilers? Is it Houston because they used to play there and that's the city? Or is it the Titans because, hey, the owner took the team. It's my franchise. I'm doing whatever the hell I want. I'm wearing the Oilers stuff if I want to wear the Oilers stuff. That's kind of a weird dynamic.
Yeah, it's strange. And yeah, I know for this purpose, the Oilers, you know, they went to Tennessee. So, you know, Warren Moon is part of the Titans franchise, and that's just what it is. But, you know, they did it differently with the Ravens. The Ravens moved, you know, the Browns moved to Baltimore and became an expansion team in essence. And the Browns got their old, you know, Cleveland got their old team back. So it's very weird what they do with all this stuff. Again, the bottom line is the NFL is just finding new ways to print money because people are going to go out and buy these jerseys, and that's what matters.
All in on just putting a little extra loot in your pocket. I get it, Billy Z. I get it. We'll bring you back a little bit later on the show when you can evaluate my three favorite overs and three favorite unders for the 2026 NFL season. What can go wrong? And I must say, Billy Z, there was one team that for sure I thought I was selling with you guys back in July that I've done a little bit of an about face on. Just throwing that out there for the listening audience.
Are you leaving it or are you now buying? You're doing
no.
Full 180?
Yes and no. What's interesting is the teams that I was buying in July, I think I'm even more in love with now, which is a little disturbing. There's one that actually there's one that I thought I was going to bet for a division. I actually did, but it was a small unit. So, I mean, it's not the end of the world. And the more and more I've thought about this team, I would advise the audience not to go and bet this team. And I'll spoil it. It's the Tennessee Titans. You can't bet the Tennessee Titans to win the division. Nah, you just can't do it. It's just, has anybody seen the way Cam Waters looked in this preseason trying to throw the football? Like, that Houston Texans defense is still staring me in the face. And I cannot wait, Bill Z, to have my bet cash in the circuit contest when I'm on the Houston Texans laying the point against the Buffalo Bills in week one. I cannot wait to bet that game. I already have. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I was in on the Titans early. That was one of my, you know, worst to first sleeper picks. I'm still, Saints was my other one. I'm still pretty okay with the Saints, but the Titans, I agree. And that, the one thing I kept saying is the problem with the Titans is that they're a bad organization. And I don't like betting on bad organizations. Even if it looks like things are coming together, bad orgs stay bad. The Jets are bad. Cleveland is bad. They are bad every year. Every once in a while, they might, you know, put together an 11-6 season or whatever. But I don't want to be betting on them in hoping that you're getting one of those fluke years. I don't like betting on bad orgs.
And it's amazing how a week one game can really set a tone, I think, one way or another for a season. That Jet-Titan game, which definitely is not the most appetizing and appealing game on the week one card. I'll be the first to tell you that. There are a lot of people in my life trying to talk up the Jets. I know the current host of this show, Mr. Costos. I've tried to kind of like remind him, dude, are you sure? It's the Jets. I just want to let you know it's the Jets. We got to be careful here. We have to be aware of this.
Did we see Aaron Glenn manage games on the sidelines last year? Did we see what happened?
It's the Jets. Newsflash.
Exactly.
Reminder, all of the above. It's the Jets. We're going to have a lot of fun coming up at the start of the final hour of this show. These two are rock stars. They know how to find winners. They know how to have a good time. The great Kelly in Vegas, Kelly Stewart, R.L. Epstein, they're joining forces for Splash Sports. They got these crazy survivor pools. I've never done a college football survivor. I'm going to do a college football survivor. I'll probably be out in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the year. So Kelly's going to set the stage on that. Ariel's going to set the stage on some NFL stuff. Going to have a ton of fun, and hopefully they can share a favorite future or two for the listening audience, the viewing audience. JJ, in for Costos right here. It's You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. This special offer is only available by calling 800-208-8750. That's 800-208-8750.
Paid for by Bath Concepts Industries.
I'm David Ortiz. When I lost my mom, she was only 46. And I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.